blind, cool, tech, the show where life,
hey, y'all.
Technology,
hello,
and blindness,
hello, is anyone here? I can't see anything.
Comes together.
Please welcome your host, Larry Spookcon.
Hey, y'all, how you doing? I hope you'll join me today for a little sound-seeing tour of, independently walking with a guide dog through the Louisville airport, getting to the gate, and getting the dog on a really crowded plane. And I hope you'll forgive me for the sniffling and snuffling and so forth.
All right, see you later.
But here's the airport.
All right. Get our bags adjusted here.
Are you checking in, sir?
Oh, yeah. Los Angeles. Scootscon. SKUTCHAN.
Okay, I just need a photo ID. Are you checking one bag?
Yes. Come here, Jake. Come here. Sit down. Good boy.
Thank you, sir.
Alrighty.
One bag check to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Plane number is attached. Boarding pass is issued. Your gate is going to be gate
B17.
B17? Uh-huh, you have everything you need.
All right. Hey, to get to the security, you go in here and take a right, is that it?
Yeah, you're going to go to your right now, walk down a ways, and then the door is right to the left.
Okay, but then once I get in there, I take a right, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks. Jake, what are you after over there?
Appreciate it, I got this here.
Thanks, baby.
Excuse me. Hey. Switch track. We're a little early, but we'll go ahead and go on in. All right, little buddy. Let's go inside. Inside. That's it. Let's go inside. Oh, there you go. Automatic doors. Good boy, little buddy. You just didn't go far enough, did you? Go on. I think you have to scoot over to the right. Up, up. They don't want. There we go. Now they open. Let's go right. That's it. Good boy. Good doggy. Yeah, just walk on past the counters here. I think there's a little escalator up further. You can hear the wall on the right. And actually one on the left too. We're taking a small left. No, we're not. Now there's restaurants on the left. I think we go up some escalators up here. I'm sorry, excuse me. Maybe we should slow down a little there, huh, Jaxters? Good boy. You're doing good, little buddy. That's it. Took another. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think this is right. No. come on. No, let's hop up. Hop. There you go. Don't you want to go right? Right? Don't you want to go right, little bud? Don't you? What's that? Is this the way up to the security?
Way up to the security.
I mean,
that might be over there on the left.
Isn't it?
I think.
Yeah, I mean, this is the way you go to get to the gates, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it isn't?
No. You go absolutely the other way to get to the
gates. Oh, is that right? Okay. All right.
All right. You're going
I'm
that
sorry.
Way.
All right, thanks. Up, up, Jake. Up. Let's go. Come on. Up. Wow. Hmm. Okay, I must have taken a right somewhere. So much for that. Well, you have to really know where you're going when you have a dog. And I obviously don't. Jake's very alert, though. He's going where I direct him. So now the restaurants are on the right. I don't know how that happened. It's kind of spooky, isn't it? But that's how you ask for help. You always want to give people something they know, you know, to help you with. Now every door behind us opens. See, we're going past the counters again there. Let's see. This can't be right. Oh, she will. Let's go straight. Yeah, we were. I'm
sorry,
excuse me. How about? No, let's go straight. We don't want to go out. We want to go straight. Straight. Let's go straight. That's it. That's good boy. I'm sure it's up this way. Well, those ladies told me wrong, I think. Let's try this once again. Let's go straight. That's it. Excuse me. My fault. But she stepped out in front of me or I walked in front of her.
Thanks.
That's it. See, I'm sure we go this way. This is where we were before. But we seem to be coming to the end here. Well, done. No, that's not what we want. Let's go straight. Well, that's what we want. We want upstairs, don't we?
You are in a non-smoking area.
Oops. Let's go back. Yeah, I think we need to go the floor up. So we need to find the elevator. Or the escalators. Let's go straight. You're all right, let's go left. That's it. No, you're going. I think we want to go back this way, Jakey. Let's go left. Can you go left? Yeah, there you go. That's it. Good boy. Somewhere around here, there's some elevators or escalators that go up a level. That's Jack Fox talking. about? What about? No, that's outside. We don't want out there. Let's go straight. Let's go right. Let's go back right. Right. There it is. Let's go back left. Hey Jay, let's go back left. Okay. Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna have to grab some help here in a minute. Going back right where to where we were. This seems to be about it on this floor. Well, now we're going a little further. Now we're at the end. So yeah, I think we're just going back outside here. Yeah. Alright, let's go back in. Come on, go back in. Actually, we can go outside. That's fine. Let's go right. Probably a little clearer walking out here. Maybe I should have got some help.
I got all kinds of pretty stuff in there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great
day. All right. Thank you. We will.
Let's go inside. Let's go inside. Let's go inside. There you go. How about? Good boy. Inside. That's it. Good doggy. There you go, little buddy. Alright, we're gonna head back left. Right where we were before. This wasn't too much of a success so far. Wait, is that the escalators? Let's go right. No. Go straight. I don't think they're down this way, but I'll go soon. We'll just go on down here. Yeah, I think that other lady, when she was talking about gates, boy, Jake spotted on something here. There's nobody down here now. That makes me a little nervous.
Get out of here, please.
Whoa.
Wrong door.
Excuse me. Let's go straight.
Straight ahead, turn right.
To what? To the gates?
Yeah, that'll take you around to the gates. It's a roundabout way to go, though.
What's the direct way to go?
Well, there's no direct way. If you go back down here to the end of the ticket counters on the left, turn left and walk straight ahead. It'll take you to the checkpoint.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Bye. Bye. That's what I was forgetting to do, was take the left at the end of the counters. Don't you go up a level, too?
This is generally considered the upper level.
Oh, okay.
TSA regulations restrict all ticketed passengers to one area on the left.
Maybe I'm thinking of coming from the parking garage.
Yeah. That's level one, but the only thing down there is two tunnels.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. You must work here, huh? Well, we got some instructions after all. Okay, we're going to go left. There you go. Good boy. Good doggy. And he perks up when he prays in here. Yeah, he got to the end of the canters and he took a left. See, you gotta know where you're going. I honestly didn't even hear that when we passed it. Oh, I smell coffee. Okay, we're gonna slow down. It's getting crowded through here and we're weaving a little bit. Let's slow down. Good doggy. You're doing excellent, little buddy. You're a good doggy.
This is a fine boarding call for U.S. Airways Flight 4192, non-stop service to Pittsburgh. All ticket and confirmed passengers should be on board through door radio 16. This is a final boarding call for U.S. Airways Flight 4192 to Pittsburgh.
Hmm, should be getting up to the to the security here in a minute.
Sir, over here, please.
All right, right. Good boy. Right. Good boy.
Sir, you come up here if you will, please.
Where at? All right, can I grab your arm?
You can even do that.
All right, great.
And you just step forward about 3 foot and I'll check your ticket and ID.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. That's Jake there.
Is that Jake?
Yep. He's a little nervous about flying, but he's doing good.
Jake, now, they're
going to
take good care of you.
Yeah. Have a seat there, little buddy. Good doggy.
Yeah, let's see here. Now, you are Larry, it looks like.
Yes, sir. Larry's good
Larry, I'm going to give your ID back to you, Larry.
Okay, thank
put
you.
Put it away. You won't need it anymore.
All right, great.
I don't want you to lose it.
Me neither.
And here's your boarding pass, and they'll ask you for that again shortly, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me point the way for you. Some people just right ahead of you.
Okay.
But if you'll just go straight on, they'll ask you for your boarding pass.
All right.
Again,
thank you, sir. Well, thank you.
Okay. Enjoy it now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Jake, he won't bite, no. Oh, yeah? Well, Jake's a big fan of little kids. We have a little granddaughter at home.
Oh, is that
you like that, huh, Jake? You got some attention there, huh, buddy? I guess I told him to go and he went. Where are you heading to today?
We're going out to Las Vegas. Got somebody in our family getting married.
Oh, nice.
How about you?
Los Angeles.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Going out there for a conference for about 4 days.
Oh, well, the weather would be nice, right?
Yeah. This is a bad first day of spring, isn't it?
It's hard to believe it's springtime. 20 degrees outside.
It is awful. You want to pet the doggy? You want to pet him? Oh, he likes that. I could just see Jake smiling. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Alrighty. He does like you. You need a puppy like this, don't you? Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. Get our laptop. Take our phone out of here. What do I do with my phone? Do we just leave these buckets here?
Right,
okay.
There.
Whoops, I'm sorry. All right, little buddy. Good boy.
No,
hop up. Get another
dog. I got another
Jake,
dog.
Jake, come on.
Sorry about that.
No problem. What kind of dog you got there?
Bomb dog.
A what? Oh, a bomb dog. Oh, okay. Come on, Jake. Hop up.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Hop up. Let's go right. Let's go right. Right. You didn't want to take the moving sidewalk, little buddy? I think you go to the, Jake usually takes the moving sidewalk. Oh, well. Somewhere there's a corridor to the right, as he says. So we'll just keep on walking down here. I think I feel a wall on my right.
You are in
probably
a
about 10 feet
area.
Over.
A smoking lounge with bar services is available on the second level above Starbucks, located between the entrance of A and B concourse.
The walkway is ending.
Right. 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 There you go. That's it. No. Mm-hmm. Oops, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Excuse me. What is this here?
It's a little gift shop.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Here.
Go on, Jakey. Let's go back out. How about... Come up. Good boy. Well, so that's where the gift shop is. That's nice to know. Good dog you look, buddy. Hey, there was a restroom. I wonder if it was a men's. Could wait outside and see who comes out, I guess. Let's go straight. Let's go straight. You know what, I think we might have gone too far. I really do. Hey, what gate is this?
We are at B5 is up on the left.
left, and B6 is up on the right.
Oh, so 17's a long ways on down then, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. And it'll be on your left because it's an odd number.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go straight, little buddy. Good doggy. You're a good boy, little buddy. Good boy. You must be a barn. You too. Let's go straight. Let's go straight. Good boy. This hall is narrower than I thought. We must have taken the right. I didn't realize it. See, I wouldn't go into an airport I've never been into. But, you know what? I totally forgot about that turning left at the counters, or we really wouldn't have much of a problem. We didn't have that much of a problem anyway. Well, we're not at the gate yet either.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Raj.
Right here's the seat.
I'll be darned. Good boy, Jake. We are at the right place.
We are at the right place. Here's the seat right here. I just moved.
You got here early, Raj.
About 20 minutes ago, yeah. Linda didn't want to take a chance on the weather. So let's go before it snows. I said, all right. We can do that.
So are we in for some more snow?
I don't think we are.
Yeah.
I'm about to tell her no.
Yeah. Well, Raj, you're on Blind Cool Tech, man.
Uh-oh.
We're podcasting. At least I think we are. Is that all right with you?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to describe, I was just describing walking through the airport and stuff. Mm-hmm. And let me get you to check this and make sure it's recording.
Okay. Yeah, it's doing something there.
Okay, cool.
And your levels are about a little less than half.
All right, excellent. So this is like the smaller. No, we should be on a big plane, shouldn't we?
Yeah, 737.
Okay. I was thinking this was the small.
Yeah, I did a Google search on my name the other day. I found me on Blind Cool Tech about 4 times.
I'll be darned. For what? When we went to the TV station?
No. One describing one of the recorders.
Oh, yeah.
One doing something else. I don't remember. It really wasn't me. It was just a mention of me and Mario. It did something. I can't remember.
Four times.
Four times, yeah.
Well, we should introduce people to people. This is Roger Smith. And like I said, he's been on there 4 times. What does that say about a person when they search for their own name on Google, Hodge?
I think it's something about their infatuated with themselves or conceited. I'm not sure on that one.
See, I do that with Blind Cool Tech, too.
Actually, the reason I did it was to find our introduction where everybody had our pictures to get that picture for the registration for you the other day.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Is that what led you to it?
Mm-hmm.
On our website?
No, it's not on our website. It's just a Google search on my name because I knew it would come up for the for newsletter that we used to do.
Okay. Oh, so that picture you got, I thought you got one out of the corporate archive.
I did.
Okay, so it was a newer one without the beard and stuff. Okay. So how'd you find it? That didn't show up on a Google search.
No, it's just in our APH employee list.
Yeah. Yeah, and did you read that warning where it said don't use these without consent?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing you had consent, huh?
<That's true.
laughs> Did you have a good weekend? Well, no, we worked yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, we worked. Weekend,
yeah.
Gun,
that's right, you bent your barrel, didn't you? Boy, Raj, I was reading where, the wireless in here, if you're a T-Mobile customer, you can type in a certain number and you can get it for free.
But
I forgot what the number was.
I've got my computer with the wireless connection.
Do you? That Dell?
No, I didn't bring that. I went ahead and got the compact XP.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
how come?
I got tired of trying to go out to the website to get stuff. It was easier just to go to our internet.
Oh, hook it up to the network.
Yeah, direct, nonstop.
That way it's a lot easier to download because we were changing things.
Yeah.
Everything's working.
Yeah, it is. Amazing, huh? Jake, you need to get under the chair there, little buddy. You're sticking out.
You're okay. I can sit it over here by my computer.
Oh, I'm good. I just want to get Jacob. Hey, so what? We're just in a little alcove off the main hall. Is that what it is?
Pretty much, yeah. What it is, it's the end of the hallway, and it's somewhat of a circle where you have gates behind.
Oh, I was thinking it was almost at the end, yeah. So what is it, 17, 18, 19, 20 or something like that? What, do they have art on the walls in here?
Yeah, they do. They got a picture of a farmland where they have cloud and some semicircles, and they got a picture of one of the stone walls
through all the traffic,
just made out of stone.
Hmm.
And they have a picture of the white fence for the horse farm.
Hmm.
And they have a picture of a split rail fence.
Well, this must be the fence gate, huh?
Apparently. Then they got a few ads like I beat EW. Tools don't get the job done, people do, that type of thing. God bless America.
I'll be darned. Just public service kind of stuff.
Yeah, that God bless America is, I can't read it, who's sponsoring it. It's just little kids sitting in a swing with an American flag in the background.
What's that? What'd you say that other one was? IDET or?
IBEW. International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Oh.
Just pitching their union.
Okay.
And what it is, they got an electrician working on electrical conduit. Picture of him. Whatever. I don't even know.
And what does it say? What's its message, did you say?
Tools don't get the job done, people do.
Oh, okay. And what, pretty high ceilings in here?
Pretty high. Yeah, they're about 12, 15 foot, and then there's a skylight above. Kind of looking at it.
Nice.
It's gray outside. It's kind of gray.
It's just going to go straight on to
Oakland. Yeah, we got a little dust in the snow last night.
We had ice.
Yeah, we had a little bit.
Woke up this morning to sounds of machinery. They're putting storm sewers in the neighborhood.
Are they? Do you need them?
Yeah, you know, our ditches, they always fill up with water when it rains, and it holds water for a couple of days. This would be good.
Yeah.
And they have the street all tore up, the driveways all tore up. I was kind of worried about getting down the driveway.
But you made it,
oh,
I
yeah.
see.
They said they didn't do that until after 1 o'clock. So.
Oh. Oh, would you talk to tell them you needed to get out at 1?
Yeah,
oh.
just in case.
Yeah.
I think... Tony's going to be on this flight.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm not sure about Maria and Sandy.
I know Sandy's going tomorrow. I don't know about Maria.
I'm not sure. Have they announced free boarding?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they did?
Do you have a ticket for free boarding?
No, but they'll let me since I'm...
Okay.
Okay, that looks like...
They're over here in the center.
Okay.
Are you going to pre-board, Ron?
Yeah. That way I can second
little kid's unhappy, isn't he? It's all too strange for him. out of the everyday routine.
Oh, yeah. Kids are fair. They're way of helping.
Yeah.
My
Once again, if there's any passengers on 3682 traveling to Oakland, Portland, Oregon, and haven't seen me yet.
Did you see that memo that went through the other day from APH about what
Tucson,
the official policy was on taking these gratuities, like for taking a later flight and everything?
I didn't see that.
No. Basically, they said you can keep them as long as you don't miss any work or anything.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. How you doing?
All right. You two together?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
You guys are good.
Man.
I'll be there, and that surprises me because most of the travel I thought was out of Brent name.
Well, it is. I mean, you still have to go. It's just they're saying that if they give you $200 for taking a later flight, you're welcome to keep it. I didn't either. That's
I would have said no, you couldn't.
But I mean, the government's still getting what they paid for.
Oh, yeah.
It's just you're taking it, you're inconveniencing yourself really a little. Ooh, I smelled the coffee. You got a friend. That's Jake.
What's his name?
Jake.
Jake. How old is Jake?
He's 4. He's like 4 on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Yeah. A doggy. I'm bending down too. So, oh, good. You know, usually they have those monitors that hang down. Those get me every time. Hey, is there numbers on the seats back here, Raj?
Yes, 23.
You don't have a seat, though. There's not a seat assignment.
Yes.
Yeah, we were just wondering how many rows there were back
left
here.
Or right there.
I don't care.
You're there.
Oh, okay. This is it right here?
That's it.
Come on, Jakey. Come here, little buddy.
You sure you would rather sit on the front row for the dog?
Yeah, when I get him situated, he's going to be under the seat. Okay, you won't even know he's here.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't mind. I just I understand this flight is full. I don't know how many empties we're going to have.
I don't think we have any empties. They're oversold.
You know what? This guy sitting next to me won't even know he's here.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure both of y'all are comfortable.
Just give me about 2 seconds to get him untied.
That's no problem. I guess you're a regular flyer, so I don't need any information. The exits are behind you.
Okay.
Okay. You're on the last row. Guess you know, number 23.
All right.
Any questions?
No, sir. I'm good. Thank you. There you go, little buddy.
Well, our answer is
150. 150. Okay. Hey, sir. Oh, I was gonna ask that guy something.
Yes, she's fine. Said it also. With,
well,
with
have you seen my dog? He got away. Just kidding.
I got a feeling he never gets out of your reach.
Did you tell the guy about the time the polyp walked the dog between the legs?
Don't go there, Raj.
Y'all just going to Vegas or on to L.A.?
L.A.
Yeah, we had one flight. A short layover. We didn't get off the plane. We followed off and walked Larry's dog. So he took him out there. Somewhere.
Coming back
on the plane. Nobody wanted to fly with him.
Too long a joke, Raj.
Yeah.
I like these leather seats, too.
Yeah,
I'm going to lean back. Put your hand on there. See how far it leans back.
Oh, go for it, man.
It's probably about the same. Yours is. I've been on them where they wouldn't lean back.
I don't. Yeah, it's about the same. This one hits back there, but yeah. I don't think yours goes back that much further either. Oh, yeah. Got some good sleeping in here. What I was going to play for you a while ago is this guy sent in a recording. I don't know if you heard it while we were at work or not, but he's put a light bulb in a microwave.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a little bit of water in a glass jar. And it starts turning orange and then blue and then it blows up.
Interesting idea.
Yeah. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, and they will blow on the damn thing. Damn
people. Yeah, I'll be darned. That's kind of tells you you shouldn't be living near them, doesn't it? Oh, Mario called. Let's see. Dang. What do you see out there, Runch?
What I see is a conveyor that leads up to the belly of the plane, and then one of these little roll-around carts. They uh-huh. pull with these, I don't know what they call them, a little tractor type of engine. And they drop the cart off, and it's full of luggage, and the guy's unloading it off the cart, throwing it on the conveyor. And apparently there's a guy inside the cargo area that stacks it.
Hmm.
Because he stops and starts it periodically.
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping it just didn't get tossed in there randomly.
I'm sure they tossed it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can feel it hitting sometimes.
And then it's a little bit of snowing coming down. Bitten snow.
And is there another gate, like, to our right there?
As far as the gate being...
Like, what, where, the where, how we came into the plane?
Not to our right. Yes, there is another gate. What do they call those things that stick out?
The jetways?
Jetways, yeah. And it, you're right, it is to the right end, of course, more to the left. But see, we are on the end of the concourse, so it kind of circles on around.
Yeah. Got a little bit of snow going on, do we?
I don't think
it's going to
de-ice the plane. I don't see any build up there.
I'd like to welcome you aboard. It's going to be a completely full flight. Every single seat will be taken. It sure would help us out if you could please wait to put your coats in the overhead bin until the bin's filled with luggage. Then place your coat on top of the luggage. They take up a lot of space that we need for bags. Backpacks, computer bags, briefcases, things like that can go underneath the seat in front of you. Again, again, we're asking you, do not place your coats in the overhead bin until they fill up with luggage, and then you can place it on top of the bags. That bin is not exclusively yours. You do have to share it with others. We would appreciate your help.
Have a little candy with you, do you, Raj?
No, I sure don't, man. Not a candy.
Well, I wish our little check girl would show up over here at CSUN, too. That lady was a trip, wasn't she?
Real nice lady.
She was. I forgot what she said her name was, too, darn it. Sophie or something like that. You remember?
If you're standing in the aisle looking for a seat, there are plenty of seats toward the back of the airplane, so do please make your way toward the back. Placing luggage in the overhead bin, do please step out of the aisle and allow the passengers behind you a chance to pass.
Nobody likes it in the back, except me.
Departure is in 5 minutes. As soon as everyone has taken a seat, no one will be closed. Leave for Las Vegas. Choosing Southwest today.
I guess I really could have come out tomorrow too. If the booth, well, no, the booth opens at 4.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. It would have been hard to get a flight.
Wow, so sounds like I got a free morning tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Y'all need help setting up?
No, it's really not necessary to set up. It's a two-person job.
Yeah, good. That's good to hear.
But you are right. They should have split us up.
Pretty much knew that was my lot.
We are going to be completely full. If you can please help out by placing your smaller carry-on items underneath the seat in front of you, leaving the overhead bin spaces for all of the larger carry-on items. This will help us to accommodate everyone's bag. Once again, if you have a smaller carry-on item, please place it underneath the seat in front of you, leaving the overhead bin spaces for all of the larger carry-on items. This will help us to accommodate everyone's bag. We won't have to check it, and it will also help to expedite our departure. We appreciate your cooperation and welcome aboard.
her thing.
We're just glad we got to sit together. We were starting to kind of worry.
Is it the last two seats on the plane?
That's right. Can you slide that above our heads?
I believe so.
So he'll just sit down there, nice and content?
Well, yep, he's probably asleep by now.
No.
You guys going to Vegas? Or
we are.
All right.
You?
That's not bad. On to L.A.
Oh, okay.
Darn.
Every seat's going to be taken. If you'll please plug in the seat next to you. Got the tray table down. Newspaper out. Trying to avoid eye contact. We know all the tricks. You aren't going to make new friends today. You can place that luggage underneath the seat in front of you. The last child under the age of 2. We did not purchase a ticket for you. You need to hold that child for the plane.
Everyone
has taken a seat. All the
overhead
bins have been
closed.
That's
kind of
what I was thinking.
No,
he's right there.
Oh, I was looking. He's
in
his little doghouse. Dogs like it in tight spots anyway.
Makes him feel safe.
So he's okay like that?
Yeah, he loves it. He feels secure.
For 4 hours or 3 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Is it 3 hours or 4 hours?
I think 3.5, if I remember right. Yeah, he sleeps under my desk pretty much all day.
Well, that's cool.
There are a lot of people still coming. There was very few seats.
I'll be darned.
Must have been more than what we know. These people are just kind of sitting.
Yeah, bigger than one thing.
Wherever they can get.
That's right. So what did you say you're going to get in California?
Mm-hmm. To Los Angeles to a technology conference.
Cool.
You guys just taking a little vacation in Vegas?
We are. First time we've ever been.
Nice.
We are
going to Las Vegas. It does continue on to Los Angeles.
We have three little kids.
We are going to push the gate in order to do so with everybody to see with their seatbelts up.
Share the
table and seatbacks.
Yeah, y'all will have a ball.
Yeah,
how old are you kids?
9 months old.
You have about a minute or 2 minutes to shut yourself up. Conversation.
Granddaughter living with me, and oh man, I love it. It is. It's different from when I had my own kids.
She keeps you on your toes,
yeah, she is so sharp. I mean, you can see how much they learn every day. It's amazing. I didn't realize that when I was doing the parenthood thing. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Does she go to preschool?
No, she just goes to daycare.
Daycare.
Yeah, I think she picks up a lot there.
They do. You live in Louisville?
Mm-hmm. In Crescent Hill. What about you guys?
We live in, well, we're from Mount Washington, but we live in Bardstown.
Okay. That's nice out there, isn't it?
It is. Have you always lived in Louisville?
No, I moved here in 85 to take a job over at the American Printing House for the Blind there.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
And this guy in front of me works with me, too. We're going to the same conference.
Cool.
We write software over there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Pretty interesting.
So what's your buddy's name?
That's Jake.
Jake?
Uh-huh.
Good name for a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, country song. Yeah, Jake. I was, he's a good dog. My best friend right through it all.
Exactly. Yeah, somebody dug that song up when I was up there in training with him.
Oh, really? Yeah. That is a good song.
It is.
Took me a minute too.
know, I do too.
Really?
I don't know why.
It's claustrophobic. Plus, you use the restroom, it's right there.
That's, yeah, that's my main motivation.
Rip your doors for departure at this time. We need all cell phones in the off position.
Four or five times a year, really. Not a real lot, but often enough.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because when I first got this dog, he hated flying. that wasn't going to work out at all, but he's getting used to it now.
He had to get over that.
Yeah.
At least you're not telling us it's his first flight.
He was up in the lady's lap next to me on his first flight. Dude was terrified.
So how many flights has he gone through now?
Probably about 20 or so.
Oh, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
He'll start paying when we land. Oh.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at www.blindcooltech.com. Send an email to blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203.
Coming to the front. If you are standing up here, you'll be asked to take your seat.